Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Wise Men Say preview show. I'm back to look at a game on Saturday against Watford. A game that no one really wants or cares about, including Watford, I think. I'm joined by Richard, and we're going to briefly look at this game. Hello, Richard. How are you?
Hello. I'm all right. Yes. Emphasis on the brief, I think. Yeah. What a lovely end to the season this has been.
I know, it's good, isn't it? It's quite, I mean, the season's, well, it's been over for weeks, and I didn't see it on Saturday. I haven't seen the goal, I was away, so I haven't bothered to watch the highlights back. What was the goal like?
It's no use asking me.
Right.
Spies his cookbook here, right?
Yeah, it's not good to me. But the,
no,
well, it doesn't matter. No, it's not a review podcast, so it doesn't matter. I was just wondering.
No, I know you were further afield, but I was like quite close to the stadium. I went to the Stack. It was the missus's birthday weekend, so instead of letting the football get in the way of things, we just ignored going to the football. And had this been like this time last year, yeah, I'd have missed it. And I'd have been pretty disappointed about it, but I didn't get any pangs of jealousy or fears of missing out as I drove past like the approach to the stadium on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, fair play to them. I'm not going to miss this at all. So it's a shame, really, that it's come to this.
Yeah, it is. We're not really used to those sort of games, to be fair, with nothing riding on them. I was away. I was in Belfast, so I forgot the game was even on, so I checked. Went into a pub at like 5 and I was like, oh, yeah, we got beat. We were doing a black cab tour, which was great, and I highly recommend that you do that if you go to Belfast. it's a bit different, this, to the Watford game at the end of last season. We played Watford at home when they were in complete just turmoil with Chris Wilder had fallen out of all of the players. Was leaving at the end of the season, and then we were pushing for the playoffs, weren't we? And went 2-0 down to this side who just hadn't won a game for 40 years or something. And then Robert scored that goal in the last minute, the curling sort of cross shot thing from the edge of the box. Which was a great goal. And it was, I think that game was sold out, I think. I think the club did to get the game pretty much sold out. And it just couldn't be further away from this year. I know it's away, but then it will be sold out. But like, the football's so secondary, I guess, to anyone travelling there on Saturday. And it just doesn't matter, does it? Now, they haven't even used this. It's like a bedding in period for a new manager. So these games are literally now just pointless.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a video yesterday on social media of us playing West Brom this time last year, and there was a passage of play where Sergen scored, and it was like a minute of footage of them just passing the ball around, playing with like confidence and freedom, and it was like watching this season's football, but on like 1.5 speed. Like the difference. We're now fearful, we're boring, we're stodgy. A lot that was something I'd kind of attributed to Michael Beale, his influence. But I think there's just like this fear running through the team now. And that wasn't there last year, and it wasn't there the early stages of the season under Mowbray. Whether that crept in out of like kind of, I don't know, a mindset problem, but it's just miles away from where it was. It's just not fun to watch.
It's turgid to watch. I mean, I think in Mowbray they had like a figure, like a figurehead for all the young, they're all young lads. They had a figurehead where it was like they can try stuff. They know that the manager believes in them, and if it go, you know,
Yeah.
if they get walloped, we might well do that. There, it's all right. You know, from time to time, it's going to happen with the way we play an expansive football and exciting football, and it's just desperate to watch now. I mean, the for all. I think you can probably read into something that the season's finished. They've got nothing to play for. You'd think a couple of them would be playing for a contract, maybe, or I don't know, even a move. But the I think since the well, since did we play Plymouth? I think and we played okay.
Yeah.
Since then, we've won a couple of games. We beat West Brom. Okay, but we played against 10 men for 50 minutes, and it was like we just did enough to win the game, which is fine. You know, it would have been a great win last season or whenever, but it didn't really mean anything. And it was then losing at home to Millwall, who, by all accounts, were pretty turgid as well. I don't know. It's like a crossroads. It's a crossroads, isn't it? Now, and you say that a lot, but. Like it does feel that this could go either way now in the summer. Obviously, we're not going to get relegated this season, but another summer of poor recruitment and a manager that doesn't fit or doesn't work, it could go quite badly wrong. And I think if they get it right, then it could go very well. But I think we've basically wasted this second half of the season. We've just pissed it away. Spend the last 10 games with a manager who's just not going to get the job in charge when the person that they're probably going to appoint is just sat there doing nothing.
Yeah.
Doesn't really make much sense. And I know we've said this before, but I think like the performances, like they're just wasting time. Like they're just they're making the games are completely pointless. Like we're just, and that's fine. That you know that happens to teams. Like that there'll be there'll be many teams in this league that this is just the case for every season.
Yeah. I know that that's been said already, and it's like, yeah, that I get that. But historically, we've not been that club, so
And this
maybe
was
it's
right before like having a season, you know, in a Premier League like Wolves. Really?
Yes, absolutely,
But like we're in
absolutely.
the second division, and it's like we could finish like 5 points clear of the relegation zone, or we could finish 17th, or which would just be poor. I mean, ultimately the position doesn't matter now, but like I don't know. Like it's gone from last season to finishing potentially in the bottom quarter of the table. It's just poor,
Yeah.
really.
Well, to put things in some kind of context, I know it's been said on the Monday pod, I know Gareth said it, that we haven't had a season where we've had nothing to play for like 10 years. But I disagree, it's longer than that because, as I've said before, in the Premier League, every position's worth about £1.5 million.
Oh,
So the higher you finish up, you could earn, you know, £6 million more than you would have done had you finished 17th. So the last time this happened in a similar fashion was 30 years ago. It was 1993, 94 season when Terry Butcher started the season. We're in the relegation zone. Mick Buxton came in, steadied the ship, and we finished in 12th. The season after, we almost got relegated and Reid came in at the end of the season. So it can get worse. But that was the last time where there was going into the final weeks of the season. There was absolutely nothing to play for, and I'm kind of excluding already being promoted or already finishing champions of
Because that's
the
still
league.
it's a different sort of atmosphere and you know
Yeah.
everything.
But
But
have nothing to play for. Hasn't happened for 30 years.
not a single thing. I mean, this game on Saturday, is probably the most nothing to play for of nothing to play for games ever. Like Watford are like plays above us.
Yeah, well, I think they're below us.
They're
So
below.
if they win, they'll go level on points. Well, they'll go above us
Well,
because
they
they'll have a
probably
better
will
goal difference.
win, to be honest. Like we don't really have anything going for us, really. Corey Evans is back-ish, which is nice, but you wonder if he'll be here next season. So I don't know. I mean, will he get a new deal, do you think?
I don't know. I'd like to think so, unless they've got plans of bringing in someone who can do the same job as him.
Well, they've been without him this season and haven't done bothered to do that. So
No.
they are thinking of giving him a new deal, but like they're gonna have to, yeah, keep him. But there's gonna have to be a couple of players of a similar ilk.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Because I think surely now even they realise that you cannot go on like this.
No.
It sounded like when she says she kind of behaved like this is Tup Tup Palace VIP there when I asked. This is not Middlesbrough. It isn't Middlesbrough.
No, it's absolutely not. I
But
think
it's not.
one thing about that is everybody knows what we need to do, and everybody has said it. Like our former managers, every manager that sat in the hot seat, whether it be caretaker or permanent, has said the same thing, and has left, with the exception of Mike Dodds. Everyone commenting on the club, you heard John O'Shea say it earlier in the week. Sam Allardyce has said the same. Everyone says that you need experience alongside the youth to bring the youth through,
Yeah.
and you need a proper centre forward. Why are we suddenly, well, not suddenly, but why do we trust the word of Birmingham City's former academy manager and a trust fund billionaire over the words of seasoned football experts?
Yeah.
Why is this the case now?
It's
Why are they
mad.
right and we're wrong? I don't understand it.
It's mental. It's crazy. Why did like they think they're way cleverer than they are trying to play this? And they've been massively, well, it's massively backfired for them this season. They were lucky it didn't backfire 3 weeks earlier, to be honest, because we could have been relegated. Like if Beale hadn't have picked up, that the win against Stoke and Plymouth, and you look at them, if you hadn't won them games, because you could, I think we're 10 points clear, but like there's two games to go, which you wouldn't back us to win either of those games. Sheffield Wednesday are going to come up and probably win that, they're going to have to win that game to stay up. So you could end up 4 points behind them. I mean, look at that at the beginning of the season. Like when we played them at the beginning of the season, and they just looked like the worst team ever, and we were brilliant. You could end the season like a handful of points ahead of them. It's crazy, really, when you look at it.
That will affect the recruitment process.
It will.
Like, people will be looking at it and going like, no, I don't really want to be bottom half of the championship. I want to be challenging for promotion. And the championship can change. It can switch. You saw Huddersfield get in the playoffs one season, then look at them now. That's us essentially.
Yeah,
That is us.
it is. Yeah.
And
Needs to
they,
find her.
you know, we managed to recruit the likes of Ahmad and Sims last season. The loans have completely dropped off a cliff this year. We've got Burstow and Callum Styles.
Yeah. Might as well have brought it freestyle.
If you're talking about loans, they're up there. I mean, it's unfair on Styles, but with Burstow, I think he's up there with one of the worst loans we've brought in.
It's just mad. I think Styles is like, I don't think he's great. He looks like a bottom end championship player, though. Like maybe I think he's probably better than League One. I think he looks like a better player than League One. But like, if we're gonna sign him, say, right, really? Okay, this is what we're going for, is it? Like this level of football? He's not, a knock at him, and he'd be fine to rotate, I guess, but. That There's better out there than him. And
Yeah.
having said that, they might be looking in the lower leagues of France again, so maybe there isn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't. Make him
Just.
captain. They'll probably turn the bid down. Probably can't afford to buy him.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the status is with his contract. Is he out of contract in the summer,
I don't
or was there
know.
like a minimum release clause that nobody else has met, which is a concern.
Well,
If
it's
you've got a
strange
release clause and
because
nobody finds it,
he
you
spent
know,
last season at Millwall on loan in the championship. So he keeps getting loaned out to the division above, but just going back to Barnsley. Very weird. But I don't know, he's the least of the problems, to be honest. Like
Oh, yeah.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The match, there's no point. It doesn't matter. Do you think Corey Evans will start, or do you think he's just gonna bring him on?
Well, it'd be nice to. I mean, I'm fully expecting a. Well, Corey has suffered a setback in his recovery, and he'll now be
No.
out for the next couple of months, and
Yeah.
that's just him gone.
We're
But
with you, Corey.
yeah, come back stronger, Corey. muscle emoji. Yeah, I'd like to see him start. I
Be
don't
nice.
agree with.
It should be a decent game for him to get, a reasonable amount of time under his belt. There's
Yeah.
intensity's probably not going to be. It's not going to be hell for leather, is it? You'd think, because Watford,
No.
I mean,
Now, daft lads.
okay. They've done all right since Cleverley's come in. Actually, they've picked up some points and they've done okay. I've no idea what style of football Tom Cleverley plays as a manager. But I don't think it's going to be kicking lumps out of people. So it might be a decent game for Evans. Neil's obviously injured, so he might have to play, really, unless you put Dak in there.
Yeah.
But obviously, he'll be worried about picking up a knock now ahead of the Euros. So.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. He's got some big games coming up, Bradley.
Definitely has, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't agree with the notion of bringing in other players with a view that certain players will be leaving in the summer. I don't agree with that. I think we'll just play our strongest team until the end of the season. I mean, until the end of the season, these next two games.
I think like I've no problem with I've no problem with like a couple of the say young lads. They are young lads. One of like the under 23s team, which are probably older than the first team, being on the bench, coming on and having, because you can use five subs.
Yeah.
Watson to play, but the kid's 17 years old. It's like I get it. There's nothing to play for. Yeah, I get it. But like the step up is wild. It's huge. Look at some of the players we brought. Look at Burstone. Look how much he's struggled in this league, and he probably looked incredible for Chelsea's under 23s. I'm not saying don't play him, but I don't think he's going to be this immediate answer to any issue, to any problems. I'd like to see him get a couple of minutes, though, along with like the lads that have been on the bench and not featured. I mean, is it Kelly, is it, and Lavery or Lavery? They've been on the bench quite a few times, so give them a go. Give the
Yeah.
goalkeeper a go.
Well, I mean, change it at half time, maybe. Give a
Remember
go,
when
give the keeper a second half.
Wolves did
More
it, didn't
teams
it?
should. More
Yeah.
teams should do it. I like it when they bring a keeper on for like the penalty shootout, because I'd be
Fuck it.
furious. All right,
Yeah,
this
it'd be
is it. This is
amazing.
my chance to become a
Why
hero. Oh, what? One. He's
not more? Ah.
having to leave from behind the goal.
Just I'll just keep just refusing to put the ball out of play. What Kepa
Yeah.
did it? Yeah,
Just putting his foot on the ball.
keeping it in. Because Kepa did it, didn't he? In
Keeper
the
taking the ball to the corner flag.
quarterfinals. Yeah. When they played Chelsea, he refused to be substituted and then missed the penalty.
Oh God, yeah,
Yeah.
that would be me.
I'm so sorry. I mean, not only did I not want you in goal, I didn't want you taking the penalty.
Yeah.
I'll take the first one. Well, I don't know. Do you play Hamia? Does he get? He's just terrible. It's pointless. I can't even bother talking about him. But does he play? I don't think he does he? Because he probably would have been,
No.
because Dak's been playing up front.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm sorry, he's not going to get any better. Like, he's not going to get any
He's
better
not.
this season. It's going to take. It's going to take a long time for him to get, if at all, up to the level that people are expecting of him. Yeah, I'd like for there to be some kind of cutting of losses in the summer, but I don't see it happening.
I think they've got too much pride to do that. I don't think they'd be prepared to swallow the pride. The only way that happens is like for is what happened with Lehaji, where they made a profit on him. Because it was pretty clear they dropped a bollock with him, and then somehow sold him for a decent amount of money. So unless Chelsea come in and buy him here,
Yeah,
then
on a 10-year contract.
yeah. Hamid, you want Hamid? Yeah, right. Well, okay.
No, I think we need. Well, I've noticed this season. I just don't want to be apologetic. I don't want to go in to bat for these players. You've got to kind of just admit that they're not up to it. You know, people are like hanging their hats on him here getting better. He's not. We've seen enough of him to know he's not.
But even if so, even if he does. He was signed as the number nine this season.
Yeah.
And that's like if he comes 3 years' time, right? Great, but like you bought him to play. He's not one like fair enough, if Brighton had bought him, he wouldn't see their first team for 3 years. He'd be on
No.
loan somewhere, probably in the National League or the League Two or abroad again, back to Portugal.
Yeah.
It's fine to sign players to come good in 3 years, but you can't put them in the first team now and go, oh, well, they'll be good in 2 years' time. Because, the
Yeah.
problem is the rubbish in it, like, not up to the standard necessary. And it's like having a detrimental effect on the side because
Yeah, and on them.
they're the players we've got. Like, they're.
Yeah, that's the problem with the system. It's all right having a system like Watford do it with their kind of network of clubs.
Yeah.
They'll bring a player in immediately. Well, I don't know how much they do it now, but they'll bring a player in and immediately loan that player out to one of the partner clubs for like 2 years. The City
Yeah.
did it as well. They've brought players in and then loaned them out for 2 years, and that's what we should have done with him here. You know, we've got them now in terms of like their registration. We've got them for the next 5 years. Stick them out on loan for 2 years, bring them back, see how he's looking, maybe send him on loan within the UK
Yeah.
to and then kind of bring him back and then start to blood him through the side. But he's miles away. Like, just miles away, isn't
I
he's
wouldn't
nowhere
be
near.
surprised if they did just no takers for a loan, to be honest. Because they managed to find one for Meander. I don't know, he hasn't played, but I think he's younger than Hamir. He's only 17. I don't know. It's not just that fair. Like, I'm not just digging him out. Like, but he's like one of the few that are not good enough. Like, they've brought him to like Mundle. I don't know. I'm not. He might have something about him, but like, they're not ready. There's a reason. Like, these players have not played any senior football. You'll get good
Yeah.
games. You've had great games out of Ekwa, but he's been like atrocious in some, like really poor in some games. Because he's a child, and there's
Yeah.
no like
That's
there's
how you manage them. You manage a player like that. You know, if they're having a bad time of it or they're having a bad game, you can take them off knowing that you've got
but we
someone
don't.
like, yeah, exactly, because we don't. But if you look at the game, look at the sport nationally, there are thousands, if not millions, of footballers that don't make it, that
Yeah.
aren't good enough, and the game's ruthless, and it's
All right.
and yeah, people get thrown onto the side and are left by the wayside. That's football. I don't understand why Louis Khmer is somehow more special than any of the academy products that we've had that we've binned because they're not good enough. I
Well,
don't
some of them will
understand
be
it.
releasing. We'll be releasing five or six of our own at the end of the season, and probably just bringing in similar players who've been released from other clubs.
Yeah.
Like,
If you can get some money for him somehow, whether it's just someone taking his contract on, so
yeah,
be it.
I mean, yeah, I just he doesn't look anywhere near, and it's not just his fault, but he doesn't seem to have the right attitude either. That's enough on Hamir and the failings of the
Yeah.
model.
So in answer to your question, no, I wouldn't start him on Saturday.
Right. Yes. I would actually. Yeah.
Having considered all of that, yeah, I'm going to start him.
Do you think we'll win? Come on,
Probably.
it's important.
Yeah, probably. These are the games that we'll just end up winning and raise a little bit of false hope.
Yeah.
So yeah, we will.
Are we unbeaten in the last three away games? Is that right? Leeds, Cardiff,
Yeah.
and
He's Cardiff West
West
Brom.
Brom. Yeah. I think we'll draw. I think it'll be a draw. I think it'll be like something daft, like 3-3. Remember when we played them on the last day under Allardyce, and it was just dishing debuts out of like Thomas Robson and that.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
we won't. We should have scored four, but I think Watmore had two disallowed. Unlucky Duncan Watmore.
Come back stronger, Duncan.
Back stronger, Duncan. He did.
And he did, yeah. We didn't mean. All right.
Nice one, Duncan. I think yeah, like something stupid, like 3-3. I might watch it. I don't know. I'll see. Is that it? Do you want to talk about anything else? We'll do like it'll be the last one next week, so we could do a car pod, really.
Yeah. Yeah, we
I
could.
don't
That
think
would
we're
be a
going
good idea.
to, so it'll be the last preview pod of the season.
Yeah, we didn't ask for any questions because I forgot.
Well, we're doing it on lunchtime because it's like we're quite busy outside of work these days. We'll do a car pod next week and we should go for a pint.
That'd be nice. Should do that. Yeah, that sounds good.
That's something for you to look forward to, isn't it?
That is, yeah. It passes the time, doesn't
It passes a bit of time away, yeah.
it?
It's quite nice, really. Just pass a bit, fill a bit of time in before we all inevitably die. Right, that's it from us, I think. I think we'll draw. Richard thinks we'll win. Ultimately, it makes no difference. And that's it. Thanks for listening.
deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.